Okay, it is November 13th, 2019. It has been and...
Sarah!
We just had a really intense but beautiful and wonderful Reiki session. I'm gonna leave you to fill in the sort of missing spots, but where I just was in a house on the ocean, and it was me, but it wasn't this version of me, but it was Ben. It was not more abstract than that. It was Ben, and there was a woman named Diana who I felt like she was in her 60s, and I was still my age. Diana was an artist, or is an artist, and the phrase, "where once there was Diana and her son, now there is Diana and her cat," came into my brain, and I realized that maybe Diana started creating art as a way to cope with her son having left for a college. It was Diana, and her son's name was Conroy. But before all of that, like, I felt very much like Diana was not only my partner, but almost like a mentor. And Diana was looking out a window into the ocean at night, and I got the sense that Diana was looking out into the ocean at night waiting for a different version of me to return, but that she needed me to be gone so that she could create another piece of art. Like, she was working with the motif of, like, loss and people going away, and that the piece that she created when her son went to college was her first piece, and now she was trying to work on something else. But the other version of me was standing behind her, watching her watch out the window, and I knew I couldn't say anything to her, even though she was contemplatively melancholy, was the phrase that I used. And I knew that I had to let her sit in that state so that she could get what she needed to create the piece of art that she needed to create. But before all of that, I saw Diana and Conroy. I was standing on sand dunes on the edge of a rainforest, and there was a dull white-yellow light around the rainforest, and I told Sarah that I felt like I was wrapped in dull yellow, white, and a soft purple light, and I felt like I was floating. I felt completely, I don't like to use the word blissful because I think it's used too much, but that was the closest thing that I can say to blissful. And I was seeing all three of us from behind, and then I knew that Sarah could put her index finger on my cheek and turn Diana around and Conroy around, and that Sarah could draw them closer to me, but that when Sarah was holding her finger on my cheek, it was like we were pausing Diana. And I don't know that... I didn't know anything about Diana being an artist. I'm working this in backwards chronological order. And before that, I saw Diana and Conroy in, like, a diner or a restaurant. Conroy was maybe 5 or 6, and I was trying to show them something on my phone. Like, I was showing them something, but they weren't, like, super impressed by whatever I was showing them. And before that, I was outside of a theater, where I was doing a reading, and I was getting ready for that reading, and I said Jesus, and I said it as an expression because of what I was feeling. I wasn't talking about Christ, or at least I didn't intentionally talk about Christ there. And then I started wondering, oh shit, fuck. Then I said, is this the stage from where we saw Jesus before? And if you remember, there was a little kid and his mother pushing him out on the stage.
It crossed my mind when you said that, yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. And I felt like I was a well-known or a famous writer giving this reading. And that time, and that was back in September of 2016 or October of 2016, the little kid did not want to go on stage, and the mother kept pushing him out, and finally he screamed, I am Jesus Benjamin, and I said, where is the punctuation? And that was, there was a blue light bathing that stage. Before all, holy, that's going to take some serious unpacking, but before that, what I saw a symbol.
Mm-hmm. You said it was a circle.
Circle with a V, and the tips, the 3 points of the V were all outside. I felt like it was almost like a pentagram without the triangle part of the pentagram. We said that was for protection. Is that there was like,
yeah,
there was something
how we
around
started.
It.
You started out because there were these energies that were coming to you at the beginning. There was the cherry monk and then the scavengers.
We are the scavengers,
and
yeah.
And then Archangel Michael was saying you shouldn't associate with them. He put you in a silo and was negotiating.
He was getting them to go away.
And you felt the solitude in there, but also sort of claustrophobia. And then as we were to see, is there something else for when you can leave the silo, anything else you need? That was when the circle...
And awareness. The word awareness came out, and I kept seeing an eye looking back at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... We recognized it was my eye.
And then the word Olo, O-L-O, or follow...
Summon Olo, O-L-O. And then we talked about how Olo could be O-Ho if you were looking at it in the mirror. So O-L-O would be O-J-O, and that... summoning an eye, basically summoning seeing, like awareness. But we talked about all of the things because you talked about Lolo, and then we were like, okay, well, if we follow, the word follow came up somehow, and then we were like, okay, there's O L L O in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and later you had said follow this when you were telling the story about Diana and you being out to sea. And that's sparking her...
Yeah.
Intended to be sparking her art. And you had mentioned that you being out to sea connected with the last session that you were here, feeling like you're out in the middle of the ocean alone and feeling disconnected.
I wonder if I was asking Diana, you wanted me to be out to sea. Now what?
Hmm.
Yeah, this was unlike any other experience so far. All of the, what did I say? It was like I was playing low-stakes psychopomp. I wasn't dealing with death as much as I was change.
Yeah, and the many deaths.
Yeah, I said, it's not like I'm dealing with death, and you said change, and then something came into my head where it's like, how dare you, Ben, try to define what death is, and that you think it's only about the separation of the body from a living state, when actually death is just the change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of this is consistent with the imagery that sort of happened in the last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else that we can think of?
You had mentioned Danbury, a town of Danbury towards the end.
Danbury seemed like it was the place, the town where the house, I keep thinking of it as Diana's house. Like, I don't even think of it as our house. I think I live there, but it's, like, Diana's house. And, like, and, I said it didn't feel like it was in a small town even, that it felt more isolated than that, but that it wasn't, like, a scary isolation. It was, like, I felt comfortable.
Yeah. Said they listened to NPR all
day. Yeah, it says the house, it seemed like it listened to NPR. Yeah. And that Diana was holding a mug of tea in her hand, and that she had long gray hair, but part of it was up in a bun, and she was wearing a black sweater, and it was more of like an arty black sweater than it was like out of any kind of grief.
You said the cat was also named Conroy.
That's right. So her son was named Conroy and the cat was named Conroy. Okay, so I wonder if there's any kind of metaphor there about the thing that goes away and then the thing that replaces it. And so if Ben goes to sea and Ben is what replaces... I don't know how long this feeling is going to last, but I feel so recharged right now. Good. And if you remember last time... Oh, you talked about
that. Like, you had a new tank that was being filled.
That's right. It felt like a new tank in a new vehicle. It wasn't like...
Yeah.
It wasn't like a new tank in an old vehicle. It was like a new tank in a new vehicle, and that it was being filled. It felt like a video game, like the power bar was being filled, and... it didn't feel like it was, like, rushing to be filled. Oh, that's another thing. It didn't feel like it was rushing to be filled. Like, it felt like it was like this gentle, like, just, we're just going to keep pouring energy in here and we're just going to keep filling this up. Mm. I had this sense where Sarah and I always talk about, I feel like I'm going through a tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a confined space. And this time I felt the same visuals, but it felt like the tunnel was coming to me. Like, I was standing still and the tunnel was coming to me. Which actually reminds me of the last time I was in here. There was a point where I thought I was going through a tunnel and I stopped.
Hmm.
It's almost like historically I've been going through the tunnel. Last time we were here I stopped and now the tunnel's coming to me.
Hmm.
So it's this weird...
Interesting.
Okay, I'm gonna need to think about that some more. Was there anything else?
There, with the stage thing, there was like you were asking if it was the same stage, and then Jesus replied that everything's a stage when you're speaking truth to power, or everything is my stage. Everything, was what he said.
Jesus said, everything is my stage when you're speaking truth to power.
Yeah, and lots of purple.
Lots of purple
throughout the whole thing. Yeah. At the beginning, you were seeing a lot of purple.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of like visuals.
Mm-hmm. And you said the emotional charge to this was a lot less than when we had done the psycho pump in the previous session.
That was where we said the low stakes psycho pump thing. Yeah,
right.
Oh, there was the birds on there that I felt like was part of the rainforest.
Right.
When I said that, could you hear birds?
Okay. I could, okay. Yeah. Oh, and you had asked me to tell you the time.
Yeah.
And it was 3:44.
3:44. Okay, at 3:44, I was having a conversation very briefly with my friend Raven, and I said, he asked me something, and I was like... starting to have a conversation. I was like, oh wait, I'm still over here. Like, I was like, I'll get back to you. And so that's why I asked you what time it was, because now I want to reach out to him and say,
okay,
were we talking at 4:44 his time?
Okay. 4:44.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, it was like this weird thing where I was like, it's almost like you're watching a sunset and you're like, oh, a squirrel. Like, I was like, it was like this, this thing where, like, it pulled my attention away. But I immediately... I didn't get off track. I was immediately like, okay, I'll be back, but right now I'm over here doing this thing.
Right. Awesome.
Okay, I think that's it, unless you have anything.
I can't think of anything else. Okay. If I think of it, I'll email you.
Okay. Signing out.
For now.